a stretch of beach all to yourself in Florida. Visit this hidden gem. It's known as Florida's most relaxing place, where the Gulf of Mexico touches the sugar-white sands and turquoise waters of the Sunshine State's Gulf Coast. It's almost a trip back in time to the days when a vacation wasn't filled with the stress of travel and dealing with crowds. Navarre Beach, part of Santa Rosa County, Florida, isn't a tourist trap and doesn't intend to become one. If your dream vacation includes a long stretch of beach all to yourself, this is the place. Located between Pensacola and Destin on Florida's Emerald Coast, it's a unique destination, offering a beach community without the usual overcrowding that often accompanies vacation destinations. Mom-and-pop restaurants offer unique dining and a break from the chains. And during the off-season, it's about as quiet a beach as you can find in the state. It's a family destination, with no rowdy bars that attract wild spring breakers. Natural wonders in Santa Rosa County. One of the absolute jewels in this county is the Gulf Islands National Seashore, 7 miles of federally protected beachfront property connecting Navarre Beach to Pensacola Beach on the Florida Panhandle. Parking lots are scattered alongside the road, so pull over and take a walk. During the winter, you might find yourself the only person on this pristine beach. It's also a bird sanctuary, and during nesting season, the speed limit decreases to 25 miles per hour to keep our flying friends safe. But you'll want to drive slowly anyway to enjoy the spectacular, unspoiled scenery in crystal clear waters, taking in the Gulf breeze as it blows between the sea oats. Fishing from shore takes on a whole new meaning, as the Navarre Beach Fishing Pier stretches nearly a third of a mile into the Gulf of Mexico and is the longest fishing pier in the Gulf. Even if you're not an angler, it's a relaxing walk, an opportunity to breathe in the salt air. You can also fish from the beach, and don't be surprised if a heron flies up to you, waiting for the too small catch you intended to throw back. Take a short walk from the pier and get a unique look at nature at the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center. It features interactive exhibits and displays to educate visitors about sea turtles, their life cycle, and the challenges they face in the wild. Even more nature is just up the road about a half hour, as the Gulf Breeze Zoo offers a variety of animals on its 30-acre African preserve. A warm out-of-state welcome. Snowbirds escaping the cold will find more than warm weather, as Santa Rosa County offers numerous programs to keep visitors busy. The abundance of non-Florida license plates seen during the winter indicates that the snowbirds have arrived, just like the robins who head south for the winter. Assistant Tourist Development Director Monica McBrien is proud of the variety of activities offered during the winter. The Navarre Beach Snowbird Program has evolved into a cherished tradition for our community, serving as a hub for snowbirds to forge new connections and rekindle old friendships. Every January, we extend a warm welcome to snowbirds in our office, offering an array of engaging experiences such as crafts, parties, lectures from locals, and countywide activities. Programs extend past the traditional Christmas boat parade and New Year's Eve fireworks. There's no need to head to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, as visitors can enjoy the Grand Mardi Gras Parade on Navarre Beach. This year's snowbird program offers over 30 classes, ensuring a rich and rewarding experience for all participants. No surprise that those leaving the frozen temperatures behind love outdoor activities, and they'll find various nature walks in the Marine Park, guided by a passionate local bird-watching enthusiast. Ms. McBrien said visitors love the unique features of the area. Travelers like Navarre because it offers a unique blend of tranquility, outdoor adventures, affordability, and accessibility that sets it apart from the more crowded and touristy areas of Florida. Here, tourists can enjoy the best of the Sunshine State, such as sunbathing and swimming at the beach, canoeing on the Blackwater River, exploring the local history in nearby Milton, and so much more. Live like the locals. While there are several hotels in the area, there are numerous condos available for rent as well if you're looking for a long-term stay. Iowa natives Bob and Martha Sills own a condo on Navarre Beach, and while they enjoy summers in their home state every year, they wouldn't spend winter anywhere else. "We love coming down here, besides the obvious of getting away from the cold, snow, and ice. We are close to the national seashore, along with peace and quiet. This time of the year on the island, we can get outside most every day and walk or bike, said Ms. Sills. Where do people gather? The most popular hangout in Navarre isn't a bar or restaurant or park and won't cost you a dime. It's the bridge, known as the Causeway, that runs from the mainland to the island. Every morning and evening, cars, trucks, and golf carts line the shoulder of the road as locals and tourists watch spectacular sunrises and sunsets. Many bring lawn chairs to relax and enjoy nature's paintbrush as the sky turns into a quickly changing rainbow of colors. Bring your camera and create your own postcards. And for a simple walk on the beach, bring a little bag with you, as you'll find all sorts of colorful shells. Shelling is a popular hobby, and there's even a social media page where people show off their finds. Navarre's slogan used to be Florida's best kept secret, and while it's still a very low-key tourist area, the secret is getting out. When you go. Getting there. Flying, Navarre is convenient to two airports, Pensacola and Destin, Fort Walton. Pensacola is served by American, Delta, United, Southwest, Spirit, Silver, and Frontier. Destin, Fort Walton Airlines are American, Delta, Southwest, Allegiant, and Sun Country. Both airports are about a 45-minute drive to Navarre. Driving, from the north, take I-65. From east or west, I-10. Navarre Beach is accessible from two directions, through the mainland of Navarre or via Pensacola through the Gulf Islands National Seashore. Dining out. Of course, there are many options for seafood, but if you'd like to dine and enjoy a view of the Gulf of Mexico, there are a few restaurants on the island. Windjammers on the Pier offers bar-style food, with fish tacos and shrimp baskets. Broussard's has seafood with a Cajun flair, along with a southern favorite, shrimp and grits. If you want more scenery as an appetizer, take a ride through the Gulf Islands National Seashore and visit Peg Leg Pete's in Pensacola. While Navarre doesn't have many national chains, it does offer some mom and pops that are favorites with the locals. Sal's Pizzeria and Grill serves New York-style Italian food made by an Italian, Sal LaCognita. He grew up in Sicily, and his family moved to New Jersey when he was 10 years old. Sal started working in the food business at 14, learning the trade from old-time pizza makers, while family members had restaurants and bakeries. He moved to Navarre when I saw the beach and opened his current restaurant 20 years ago. Our goal was always to live and work in Navarre, 'cause that was our dream. Everything is homemade. The most important things we do in-house, the dough, the tomato sauce, Alfredo sauce, made from scratch. Growing up Sicily and the United States, I got the best of both worlds, I got the old world and the new world. We get a lot of people from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and they say this is just like home. Many regular tourists make Sal's a destination stop. Reasonable prices and huge portions, you'll probably go home with a to-go box. Local seafood, if you want to cook or simply take some home, you'll find the freshest seafood possible a short drive away at Joe Paddy's in Pensacola, a huge fish market that's been a local landmark on the water since 1931. Try the royal red shrimp, a crustacean that's a bit sweeter than the usual. You'll find everything from red snapper to lobster, and some other sea creatures you've probably never heard of. Basically, if it swims, they probably have it. There's also a deli inside, with specialty foods, wine, and cheeses. Things to do. Birdwatching, you'll always see plenty of seagulls, herons, and pelicans flying in their usual V formation, occasionally stopping to dive for fish. Migratory birds also come through the area. Depending on when you visit, you might spot black skimmers, which fly just above the surf and skim the water for food. Snowy egrets will keep you company on the beach, as they're experts at fishing. Sandpipers are very entertaining, seeming to prefer running as they dart back and forth as the tide comes in and goes out. The Gulf Breeze Zoo has an aviary if you want to get up close and personal with our feathered friends. The National Seashore has a great guide to the local birds. For other pretty things that fly, take a ride up the road to Milton and visit the Panhandle Butterfly House. There are 200 different kinds of butterflies that are native to Florida. Mammal watching, and while you've got your binoculars out, check out Santa Rosa Sound, the protected waters between the island and the mainland. Dolphins like to hang out there.